You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
You're with Luke, Rach and Cam on Big Breakfast. We're just having a bit of a lull.
The conversation has derailed.
It usually does here on Big Breakfast. That's why we love it. But we are joined in studio by very talented interior designer from Bergman & Co., the very lovely Wendy Bergman.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's great to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And now you're here. We're going to talk more about this later on in the show, but you're here because there is a really cool exhibition happening at the NGV in a couple of weeks called The Art of Dining.
Correct.
Which is basically a bunch of really artistic, fancy tables.
Fancy tables, fancy people, fancy designs. Yeah, it's going to be a crazy event.
It looks
so
like
do people actually get to dine at the tables?
People do dine at the table on the evening of the setup. So, yes, everyone gets to interact and experience.
Ooh,
that part was new information to me. I thought they were just being set up and then we would go and look at them and be like, ah, and then walk to the next one and be like, oh, and just keep going.
People actually do pay tickets and come and dine at the table.
That's going to be exciting. And we'll touch on why yours will be exciting a little bit later.
Yeah. But I guess, Wendy, what's your background? So how do you fit into all of this in terms of design?
So interior design's our background. So I have a little office in Collingwood and we do a lot of restaurant and hospitality design from high-end residential to commercial, all different multi-res. So we're very lucky to be able to create really creative spaces pretty regularly.
Yeah. They're amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Cam, you're a bit of a fan, right?
I am.
You're actually fangirling earlier.
I was.
Oh my God.
So I actually have seen some of you previously and have been like, oh wow, I love this. And then when we found out that you'd be coming on the show, I'm like, oh, go on Google. I'm like, oh, because you see, like, I think that's the big thing with a lot of, interior design, especially in retail spaces. You see it and you go, oh, okay, great. So this is, they must have come up with this. A lot of people don't realize that, a third party's involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
When designing.
Absolutely. And in every design that we do, it's kind of almost like a little movie set or like a book. Everything's got its own story and its own brief and its own identity. And I guess that's why a lot of our work is so variable and we get to create some really clever spaces. And lucky to have great clients that believe in us and allow us to do it. So our little minds go off on a little tangents and come back and go, what about this? And they go, So it's good fun.
And I think it's that thing, like when you start to get into, especially like in the Melbourne area where there's a lot of some really cool designs happening in Melbourne in hospitality and retail, you'll like find one and you'll be like, oh, I love this. Oh, I recognize this. And then you're like, oh, and they did this one and this one. And that's what was happening with me when I was going through Instagram. I'm like, oh, I recognize this. Oh, I know this one as well. Because I like interior designers. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I love it, but I'm not good at it at all. Like I see what you guys do. I see like what Cam does at his work and I've seen some of your stuff, Wendy, and I just look at it and I think it's beautiful, but I wouldn't know where to start with that sort of thing. But I will say, I mean, we're in a very different world now with social media and the way that people consume things like design. I mean, how has that impacted the work that you do and I guess the way you structure your designs?
Mm-mm-mm. It's great because I guess on a global aspect, we're looking at what's going on around the world so much easier than what we used to. You'd have to go and travel to see these things, right?
Yeah.
But now it's just Instagram, Pinterest. It's so easy to see what's going on and it's very exciting to be able to see and be challenged by these things because people's minds are just thinking of the most craziest stuff or, combinations and you just go, wow, that's awesome. And you feed from that. It's like a book, you add another page, and then you've got something unique of your own that's built on the foundation of these things that are a bit like music, I guess. Mm. We're inspired by incredible musicians, but that inspires you to build your own aesthetic.
Yeah, I think it's also really helpful with social media, the way that like a web network kind of exists. I always think back, I've mentioned AbFab before, but in an episode of AbFab, they fall in love with the door handle and, they're like, I saw it somewhere. And the next thing you know, they're on a flight over to New York to take a Polaroid of a door handle and be like, yep, okay, I've got it. And then they go back to London and like, okay, I want this door handle. Whereas now there's just this web of network. You can just be like, I'm going to follow this person who's just going to highlight people here and there. And you can just take so much inspiration from all over.
Google's fantastic. Google is God. Anything you want, we can find. It's awesome. Yeah. You, you want a pink fluffy door handle, we'll find you one.
Yeah.
Or we'll make you one.
Exactly. And I think, you know, as well, it just goes without saying, but when you go into a venue and if it's designed a certain way and it looks a certain way and it feels fancy or different or unique or expensive or whatever aesthetic you're going for, it does completely enhance whatever experience you're going through, whether it be going into a shop and just buying something or having like a dining experience as
Absolutely. Well. Absolutely. And there's a lot of elements when you say those things. There are a lot of elements that we're thinking about when you walk into a space. What's your peripheral vision? What are you seeing? What are you feeling? What's the lighting like? If I come here again, am I going to have a different experience if I sit in a different position? What's the music like? What's the food like? What's the staff like? What's the marketing like? There's so many elements to it, and it's so critical in Melbourne today. If you don't get that right, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
You really need to know what you're doing today to make it successful.
Do you have like a signature move that you find that you're always doing at everything? Because I find that even in my work in visual merchandising, there's this one thing that I notice that I always do.
Oh, that's a very good question. I don't know. No, I don't know.
It might be one of those things that someone sees that you do every time, but you might not even realise that you're doing it every time.
Oh, okay. I reckon it would probably be, and this might sound a little weird, but it's actually probably my husband. My husband's our industrial designer, so he has a very strong influence in the work that we do. So he creates a lot of bespoke elements, and so he's a very strong influencer in all of our work. So he's pretty cool, and his business is Please, 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 and he's pretty cute.
Nice. We'll have a cheap plug as well. Wendy, stay with us here on Big Breakfast. We're going to talk more with you about your work, but also about the art of dining, which is coming up as part of NGV International here on Big Breakfast on Joy 94.9.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend? Get some Big Breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Here on Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke, Rach and Cam. And we have the wonderful Wendy Bergman here in studio with us from Bergman & Co., interior designer and part of the Art of Dining Best of the Best 2019 from the NGV Women's Association. Now, Wendy, can you tell us a little bit about this event and what people can expect from this in a few weeks?
So this event is a collaboration of artists, interior designers, florists, stylists, retailers, all sorts of people that the NGV Women's Association have approached to design an extravagant, crazy table space, I guess, dining table for people to come and dine at and then then be open for public to come and view after the dining event.
Very cool indeed. And so this is a chance, I guess, so people can dine there, and the tables are all, I've seen some photos of previous years, and these are some really crazy,
wild,
over the top.
Wild
is the right word, yes. Because
you think of, you see in, I think, you see it in a lot of movies. You see these decadent parties and they're, you know, the setup on it. And you just, from an outside point, you might not initially take it in, but it always leaves an impact. Correct. Like, you always look and go, ooh, oh.
Yeah.
Like, I still to this day remember Pan's Labyrinth, that table that was set up there with all the food and everything, and that kind of gothic feel to it. I still remember that, and I still think how delicious everything looked.
Yeah. You want that experience, so it's tactile, it's visually stimulated, it's something you want to go away and remember for a long time.
Now, your specific table that you're putting together is quite an interesting decision to go in. You're inspired by someone in history,
I believe. So we were thinking opulence, and when you think opulence and over the, OTT, I guess, over the top, hairstyles of the time. And so then we started thinking about Marie Antoinette and her crazy hairstyles and how she used her hairstyles for a lot of political statements, and she very powerful that she used her hair in this way. So we thought, wow, what if we embodied that as women and created this crazy hair piece, but just celebrate being a woman. And so that we have celebrated being a woman in our hair piece and have created a vagina inside of our hair piece that's going to spew out all over the table and just be the most amazing hairy experience for everyone. Something that people, we hope, won't ever forget.
And now the hair
this
will
is
then...
amazing.
And if I'm correct, the hair then like sprawls out
correct.
Across the table and will interact
out
with everything.
Around like huge curls and swirls just spew out onto the table top. The table is also covered in hair. The chairs are in. Everything is... There's nothing
hairy.
Not covered in hair.
You've come on the right show.
Yeah.
Cam is quite hairy. We talked about Cam's hair earlier because now he's feeling himself after a bit of a glow up on the weekend.
Yep.
Rach being a hairdresser and me just being hairy generally, just covered in it apart from my head.
Yeah.
The rest of me is covered. So you're in the right place. Hair lovers.
Now, the important question and the one that we were all asking before you arrived today and we're debating... Is the hair real hair?
No, the hair's not real hair. Sorry to disappoint you, but we kind of thought hair in your soup might not be too
also people
appealing.
Might have been like, did this come from vaginas?
It's
so
well, that's the obvious question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, depending on the length, like
well,
I'm sure.
Could you braid it together though? Like, I don't even know.
We did that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But it's like that double thing where you're like, oh, it's synthetic, but also like, oh, thank God it's synthetic because, if you're interacting with it, I think the last thing anyone wants
is real.
Because how do you send that back to the waiter? There's a hair in my soup.
That's right.
It's the whole bloody table. Of course there is.
So now, can you give us a bit of a sneak peek of some other types of tables we might be seeing at this event?
Do you know what? We have no idea.
Oh, wow.
We have no, and it's probably a big thing that I've actually revealed what we're doing because it is quite secretive, but I feel that everyone's probably got their table sorted now. No one's going to really... copied.
Yeah, you'd have to hope because it opens in just under a month.
Correct.
Is that correct?
First of May.
So if you haven't got your table organised,
pretty much you're in trouble.
Yikes.
But you can expect to see all sorts of elaborate things in the past. There's been a real mix of kind of some strange tables, but also some really just elaborate, really pretty, beautiful tables with all sorts
absolutely.
Of flower arrangements and things.
And the theme is opulence. And so there will be some, undoubtedly, some incredible, beautiful, things that people will put together.
I want to know what's going to happen with the vagina table once you're done with it.
Do you know, that's a very real question because I have been thinking the same thing. And
you
I was
should
thinking,
auction it.
Yeah, because I think it's going to be on my dining table at home for a little while.
I was going to say, you should put it in your
house.
Not
sure how my parents are going to react to that. But
we'll find out. Come back on the show and let us know.
What an amazing talk point for guests the first time they come to your house. Oh, by the way, this is our vagina table. Have you seen this hair vagina? Like, that's a lot to take in.
It's a lot to take in. And, of course, some other really talented artists and designers involved in this one as well.
Absolutely. We've got, there's Hecker Guthrie, Flack Studio. There are other interior designers that my idols and love, and they're part of that as well, from Mecca to... there's 40. There's quite a few and some very, very talented people.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Flower Vazette. Amazing flower.
Flower Vazette is amazing.
I'll tell Cam's gasp, it must be special.
Oh, they're so good.
So NGV Women's Association presents The Art of Dining, the best of the best 2019. So it is happening on May 2nd and 3rd. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes.
So that's when the public can come in and have a look.
Fantastic. So you can head to ngv.vic.gov.au and that's how you can organise tickets for yourself, get down there and check it out and keep an eye out for the hairy vagina table.
Yes! Living
that is
for
key.
This. Living for it.
I might even be there to say hello.
Yay!
Awesome. We'll definitely come and check it out. Wendy Bergman, thank you so much for joining us
pleasure.
Today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And good luck with the show in a couple of weeks.
Cheers.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.